Wake up call, WTLS, Score 94, Fun 101. And Derek Ansley here. Coach Ansley, been in Green Bay for the past year, been back in Tennessee a little bit. He's back this week for the big football camp, year three of that. Coach, thank you for coming down today. Good to see you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. It's an exciting time to come back. The weather's been great so far. Just want to thank you and WTLS, all you guys have done for the community, connecting everybody, and it's a great platform to support our kids.
Yeah, we look forward to this camp every year. I know you do, and 3 years in, you've drawn a lot of kids. It's a free camp that gets kids out to get around some great people. I mean, the folks that are coming in to help, and not just yourself, but a lot of other of your peers. And I know it's a good homecoming for you every time you get to come back to Tennessee and do it.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny you mentioned homecoming, because it is sort of a homecoming. There's a lot of former Troy players I played with, former kids that I coached throughout the state. A lot of high school coaches that I have a relationship with, either played with or recruited their school. So it's a group effort to put on an event like this.
Who might we see out there? I know it'd be some of the usual suspects, as we have a lot of these former coaches, some that coached you when you were at school here in Tennessee, and others that you've worked with over the years.
Yeah, a lot of guys from the River region. You'll see a lot of Montgomery County, Elmore County, Tallapoosa County, even all the way down to Troy, Birmingham. So it'd be a lot of different guys from different regions that are coming together to put this event together.
Talk about who all can come. I know it's just young kids up to a certain age. So kind of break that down for who's invited. And again, it is Saturday, and give the details of the times.
Yeah, we're going to try to get started around 9 o'clock registration. The camp's going to run from 9 registration all the way up to 1. Going to try to cut it off then, try to beat the rain. But anybody from ages 5 through 14, boy or girl, can come. It's kind of targeting the youth and try to get them from the ground up. Anybody in Tallahassee community, surrounding areas, it's open for all newcomers to come.
As you go through this thing, again, the third year, you can kind of see progression with some of these guys. You'll remember some of these guys when they first started at the camp. That's something that's got to be kind of fun, too, to see how they move along, how they come along with their development.
Yeah, I can remember two guys, three guys in particular. J.D. McKenzie 2 years ago, J-Man Gordon, Trey Speed from Real Town. So all those three guys really stood out those first 2 years, and looking for the next batch of guys to come in there and perform well.
You may be in Green Bay and doing your stuff in the NFL, and before that being out on the West Coast and just in the coaching circuit, but you keep up with Tallahassee. I know you like to keep up with what's happening here, and you following this team this past year as we made a run all the way to the quarterfinals. How much can you kind of stay involved with that with all the other things you got on your plate?
Well, I tell you, man, like I said earlier, you guys' platform at WTLS, live streaming the games on either YouTube or via radio, I mean, that makes it easier for guys that are not in town to follow the team. And I try to listen every Friday night, whether it's baseball or football, and I try to keep up with those guys, through the digital world.
Yeah.
And, being in professional sports, Friday nights is really your off night, so I can just be at the house and just put the game on, just listen to those guys and hear them compete. And hats off to Coach O'Neill and his staff, man. They came in here year one and really flipped the whole program around and, took a deep run, and very proud of those guys.
You and Coach O'Neill have a good relationship. How often do you guys communicate?
Ton of respect, man. Man, Coach, we grew up together, really. We talk pretty much two or three times a week, multiple times a day. He's a ball guy. We bounce ideas off each other. So ton of respect for him and his staff, what he stands for as a coach. Obviously, coming from a coaching family with Coach O'Neill, Jackie, just very impressed with how he carries himself.
You just took a picture with Shane Yankee. I said, that's historic right there, because you're the only two quarterbacks that have been to semifinal games, starting quarterbacks at Tallahassee. Of course, Shane did it in 84. You did it in 99. We were very close last year with this team this past year. I know that's what you want to see, and I think Shane has mentioned himself that they had a little recommendation that Coach O'Neill took is to recognize those teams, because there were anniversaries last year. Shane said, I'll be glad when we're not recognized anymore. I want to see somebody pass that. I know that's what you're pulling for, too.
Amen to that. I'm ready to see us hold up a blue map and win a state championship. We've gotten close a lot, third round, fourth round. Now it's time to get over the hump to get those guys to championship mode. I think we got the right guy in place to do that.
Talk about Green Bay. You told me just a moment ago we were chatting how this town, it's an interesting town. It is none like any other in the NFL. You just had the NFL draft there held, and people got to see the spectacle there. But You got the coach there this past year, and you compared it to Tuscaloosa. Tell how that those two parallel.
Well, one, that they're both blue bloods in their respective fields and levels. Tuscaloosa is a small town, just like Green Bay, and both have iconic football programs in the middle of town. And being in Green Bay, you kind of get the college field in a professional environment, which is the best of both worlds. The fans are incredible. You have to be on a waiting list like 20, 30 years out to get season tickets. So it's a hot ticket in town. And we have a good team, a good quarterback, and you know, good defense coming back. So, you know, we're expecting big things.
The weather's always the question. I know the last time you were, we asked about the frozen tundra and all that. You've finally gotten to experience that. What was the season like last year? And I know there were some cold weather games.
Yeah, it didn't get as cold as some of the older games. So I didn't experience the really, really freezing temperatures. But it does get cold.
Yeah.
You know, when we practice outside, whether it's snowing or whatever the case may be, because that's our home field advantage. So to be able to get out there and practice and see the heaters at practice, you don't see that. You see them on the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that took me a while to get used to because the players, they'll practice their plays, and when they're not in, they're over there huddled up around the heater. So
yeah,
it's a unique environment that way. But the cold weather is definitely an advantage. And we have some Southern teams that come up this year, and you can see that paying off.
Yeah, the town owns the team too, right? I mean, Green Bay is the Packers are the town's team. They are basically the owners. This is not some thing. I talked about the Lakers just sold for $10 billion. It's not like that. It's a different setup there. So I figure the fans really take ownership because they are owners of it.
That's right. That's right. You can have revenue shares in it. And, you know, there's a bunch of owners. I don't know how many exactly. But I don't know if the Packers would sell for $10 billion, but if they did sell it and it went public, I'm sure it'll be a hot ticket.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, and you've invited a couple of guys you know up to see it. I know they enjoyed that as well. So how does it compare? I know you mentioned Tuscaloosa, but is this a place that you really have liked as many as any other you've been around in the NFL or anywhere else in college?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely unique in the NFL, you know, compared to the Chargers and the Raiders. This is more of a hometown field. It's a tight-knit community. Very similar to college. You know, again, you know, Coach Jones came up, Coach Jordan, Mark Seegers. You know, those guys are big Bama and Auburn guys, so they kind of got the field, and
yeah,
they compared it to college environment as well.
I think some of them might have even made the Green Bay game the weekend Alabama played Wisconsin up there. That kind of made it a weekend trip. That's cool. Well, you know, I know you're excited about the season ahead and continuing to work in the field. I ask players, when you're dealing with players, and I say dealing with, do you have pretty good relationships with these guys? Do you have a lot of prima donnas in the NFL? People seem to think that's a stereotype. What's it like when you're talking with these guys? A lot of these guys are making, I just saw Travis Hunter, his deal, unbelievable amount of money. He hasn't stepped a foot on an NFL field yet. What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like any other business. I mean, our business is about people. It's about relationships, regardless of how much money they make. You know, you have to get to know the man and then get to know the football player. And I think if you get those two things right, then the relationship has no issues. Everybody's different. You know, we got guys from all walks of life, all different regions, all different levels. So you have to do a really good job as a coach breaking down and getting to know the person and then coaching the player.
And I think those are stereotypes. And again, you're there in the middle of it because these guys work their tails off to get to where they are. And they've done something that a lot of us couldn't do. And I think they're there for that reason. And it's just not something that just going to squander away but based on attitudes. I know we see that. That's the stuff that gets sensationalized in the media and things. But that's not necessarily the case, I guess, is it?
No, bad news sales. And anytime somebody acts out, that's going to, you know, go viral, so to speak. But we got to realize that this is their job. These are grown men. They have to go home to wives and kids, and they have to go to softball games and baseball games and little league football games. So, you know, it's not all football them. You know, they have to compartmentalize and separate the two, you know, work versus being a family man as well. So that's really the biggest difference between a professional athlete and a college athlete. They're just like us once they go home. They're normal people.
That's what you are. You still have a life outside of football. You still have a family. You know, you do those things when you can do them, honestly. You know, and that's why you're here this week. And I would say people are so appreciative that that's happened. When you have successes, I think people feel like, well, you move on, you don't come back. You know where your roots are. And this is something that's very special to you to be able to continue to do this camp, right?
Absolutely. And that was one of the biggest reasons we started the foundation, you know, to just impact the community best we can. To help as many as we can. And the camp is a really good way to, you know, touch the masses in one, you know, one day. So we're going to continue to do it as long as we can.
How much do you think, you probably know exactly, is invested into this to make it happen? I know there's a dollar amount that you have to come up with to make this happen, because everybody's a free camper. Nobody has to pay for anything. And there might be 100 plus, and it will be a couple hundred kids over the course of this probably. What's the investment to make it happen? And what can you give back after? Because you do more than just this camp. You have a thing at Christmas you've done as well.
Yeah, we've given them the Christmas giveaway, haircuts and backpacks, and just as much as we can. We started a scholarship in my father's name, the Riley Henderson Legacy Scholarship. So we try to give that away annually now. But the dollar amount, you know, it's a group effort. You know, you have a lot of different people that donate. You have a lot of sponsors. So it's not a burden on just one person. It's a collective effort. And I believe that if you give back, you get the blessings that you give.
Well, it's a good thing you're doing, and everybody else that's involved, and a lot of people who are, you know, doing what they can to make it happen. Look forward to Saturday. It's always fun to see you come back. Appreciate you coming by and seeing us each year, and we'll keep up with you during the football season.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I'd like to say thanks to the city of Tallahassee. The hospitality is always first class. You know, Superintendent Dr. Nolan and Coach O'Neill for allowing us to use such a magnificent facility.
What do you think so far of the turf? You like it?
I hadn't been up there yet. I'm going to leave.
You've seen pictures, I'm sure. You get to go walk on it. You know what it's like. So, yeah.
See him run around a little bit.
It's looking great. Coach, thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Mike.
We'll see you soon. See you Saturday. Coach Derek Ansley with us here, getting ready for the youth camp Saturday at J.E. Hadebrand Stadium. More coming up on the Wake Up Call. WTLS, Score 94, Fun 101. Also on Facebook.